Paul, I suppose as we speak on Friday evening, I suppose this particular game and this preview has to have probably come with a weather warning.
Yeah, look, it's it could be a weekend or nothing that ends up happening. We did receive an email today from the St. Paul's Club to say they've already rejigged the fixtures. Presently, our game remains at 1:30 on Sunday, but the Enniskillen and Gales Moore United game is off, and the Ballinascreen Errigal Kieran game has also been moved to Sunday at 11:30. So I don't know whether, even if they go ahead, whether the pitch could take two games up there on Sunday, you know.
Yeah, because from what I gather, reading the reports, last week's game, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, they hadn't used the pitch in a few weeks, trying to save it for the tournament. And even in, you know, by halftime of our game, it was pretty well cut up, you know, and boys were bouncing the ball and it just wasn't coming back. So, it's hard to see how it would hold up for two games, given that the weather we have and even the forecast isn't great for the next 48 hours either. So chances are we could be staying home on Sunday.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll take it as of now it's going ahead anyway. And you mentioned last week, obviously got off to a good start, big win over Down Champions Bourne.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get the win in the preliminary game. We went up there, we weren't too sure what to expect in terms of our guys hadn't played in 11 weeks, so going in against the holders, and we knew that they'd played a few friendlies, whereas we tried to get a few games and just things wouldn't work out for us. Even the week before, we were supposed to go to Errigal Kieran, who are in the competition as well on the other side of the draw, and the pitch up there was frozen, so we couldn't go ahead. So it was a bit, you know, our worry was, I mean, a lot of the guys are playing between colleges and even with St. Union's College and College Daly and stuff, but getting them collectively has been a problem. We've been kind of training on Sundays when guys are home at the weekend, and so to go up there against Bourne, who were the holders, and put in the second half performance with that, we were delighted.
It probably took the first half to get the rustiness out of your system.
Yeah, I mean, we said that to the guys at halftime. You know, we went down and we were actually quite calm, even though we were 2 points down. And we said, look, you know, that's expected after the layoff that we've had as a team. And, you know, we knew they'd be better in the second half for it. And as we said, we could hear Burnham next door, and there was a lot of noise in their dressing room, and they weren't happy, even though they were winning by 2 points. But we were very calm and just told the boys, you know, that they would be better in the second half, and, you know, that basically their season was now half an hour long at that stage, and it was up to them. And to be fair, in the second half, they're out, and they were definitely much the better team in the second half, and deservedly got over the line.
Mm. Put in a big performance, big shift in the second half, really impressed, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the work rate, and it's one thing we've always said about that team is that they never quit, you know, and their work rate in the second half and the heavy going was really, really good. And I suppose we got the vital scores, obviously. You know, we've been saying all week it was a kind of game of two penalties, with Bourne getting their penalty in the first half, and Ronan McGeehan pulled off a great save. It wasn't that it was a bad penalty, it was actually a good penalty, but it was a brilliant save. And the second half, Aaron Deeney was pulled down, and Niall Hannigan stepped up and put his penalty into the bottom corner, and so we came out with a 3.1, so that they were two huge moments in the game.
Your opponents on Sunday, Clannairn from Armagh, probably not the biggest club in Armagh, or certainly not at senior level anyway, but they have a little pedigree at underage.
Yeah, I mean, they've been going well for a few years. I think their minor management have just been appointed as their senior club management. They've done a lot of work over the last decade or so at underage football, and they managed to beat Cross McGlen this year in the Armagh final. So, look, they won the Paul McGeer tournament 2 years ago, and I suppose they're probably the favourites at the outset for this tournament. So it's a big enough ask for us to go up there on Sunday and get the win again. But, you know, hopefully the boys will have come on a bit from last Sunday, and if we can contain the Armagh full forward, Armagh minor full forward, Conor Turbitt, who's up at Jordanstown, is playing for these guys, and if we can contain him, you know, and if we can get the scores at the other end, hopefully we'll get the same result.
Yeah, you go in at the advantage of having that game under your belt, even though you have only just a week to prepare for it, compared to Clannairn, who are having their first outing.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we have a little bit of inside knowledge now of the pitch and the surroundings up there, and hopefully it'll stand to the boys this week. And, you know, the one thing is that hopefully that having the game under their belt will bring them on a wee, but you know, they can't be complacent about it. Every one of these games is a tough game, and you have to go out and perform every single time, because if you don't, you'll be knocked out.
Yeah, you were without Conor O'Donnell and Michael McGorry. Last week.
Michael and Conor, I mean, obviously they're two county players, you know. Conor was a star player for the Donegal's under 17 team this year, and Michael was on the county minor team. So, you know, to take two county players out of any team, you know, is going to weaken you. But, you know, we do have a good, strong squad. But unfortunately, the two guys are going to miss out again this week, you know. So we'd love to have them. You know, we'd feel we're a very formidable outfit, but with them we feel, you know, we might have had that something extra to go on and win the whole thing, but we'll just have to do our best with what we have. And to be fair, the guys who came into the team last week, we would have had James Kelly come in and he marked Liam Kerr, who would be Burren and Downs' big underage star, and you know, James just went with him all day and never gave Liam Kerr a chance to shine. And Cormac Finn came in and played and worked so hard for the team. So, you know, we do have a good, strong bench. We've said that all year. We do have players that can come in, and we do have players that would start in any other minor team in the county. So we're very, very lucky in that regard.
So, obviously, you know, focus very much set now on this Ulster Minor Club Championship.
Yeah, look, it's for us, I suppose. Now it's the only show in town for some of our players. It's their, you know, whatever stage we finish up, that'll be their last ever minor game for the club. They'll be moving on to adult football after this. So I suppose they'd like to keep it going as long as they can, because they've had a fantastic year, these guys. They were out in America earlier in the summer and won a county minor championship, so it's been a great year so far. And I know they'd love to finish it off with an Ulster minor club, but it's a very, very difficult competition to win. But, you know, I know one thing about these guys is they'll give it everything they have, at least.